the Nicky Rich Show. Nicky Rich Show. Welcome to the Nicky Rich Show. Nicky Rich Show. The Nicky Rich Show. Nicky Rich Show. Welcome to the Nicky Rich Show. Nicky Rich Show.
The Nicky Rich Show got over 20,000 followers. Miss Nicky Rich, that's what everybody calling us. 323-580-5749, and you can tweet her online. The Nicky Rich Show got over 20,000 followers. Miss Nicky Rich, that's what everybody calling us. 323-580-5749, and you can tweet her online.
Welcome to the Nicky Rich Show. Nicky Rich Show. Welcome to the Nicky Rich Show. Nicky Rich Show. Welcome to the Nicky Rich Show. Nicky Rich Show. Welcome to the Nicky Rich Show. Nicky Rich Show. The Nicky Rich Show. Nicky Rich Show. Welcome to the Nicky Rich Show. Nicky Rich Show. The Nicky Rich Show. Nicky Rich Show. Welcome to the Nicky Rich Show. Nicky Rich Show.
Nicky.
Welcome to the Nicky Rich Show, the hottest radio station on the planet, broadcasting live out here in sunny California, LA. Shout out to all the listeners that tune in right now. I'm the host, Miss Nicky Rich. You can check us out on air Monday through Wednesday from 5 to 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Tonight, we're here at a special night. We're here to talk with the ladies, Miss C. Shay Lynn of Beauty on a Budget, as well as Spender's Resolution with Zakiya Hampton. But a little bit more about Miss Nicky Rich. Miss Nicky Rich, what can I say? The number one host remaining and DJ out of Charlotte, North Carolina, currently living in L.A., also known as the Oscar Media Press for the Oscars, as well as MTV, BET as well. And you can check us out, thenickyrichshow.com. The official website where you can learn more about myself as the founder of The Nicky Rich Show. You can follow me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Miss Nicky Rich, as well as our show network at Nicky Rich Show LA. We're excited about what's to come. We now are producing 8 segment shows here on The Nicky Rich Show, and we have 9 hosts, so it's pretty exciting. And once again, we're on air Monday through Wednesday. Also, I want to tell you guys that you can call in anytime, 323-580-5749. I see my family is listening. Shout out to my mom, Mary Richardson, for tuning in, and family. So much love. It's always good when your family show love and support. But again, you can log on to thenickyrichshow.com. And check out more. We have sponsors, Toyota. Thank you, Toyota. It was a pleasure just interviewing for Toyota Lab Series and being that featured host here with Marvin Ambrosia. So thank you, Toyota. Much love. And real quickly, I definitely want to give a shout out to all the supporters. We're excited about what's to come. We're moving forward into production. We're in production right now. Producing shows, as well as the executive producer of upcoming reality shows. So just stay tuned. Keep it locked. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back to the show. We got Miss Hair by Shay Lynn on, Missy of Beauty on a Budget coming on. So stay tuned. Keep it locked to the Nicky Rich Show.
Mama said, you're a pretty girl, but in your head, it doesn't matter, brush your hair, fix your teeth, what you wear.
you have intimacy. No one me and him had history. Then you do it continuously. Turn around and claim you a friend to me. The things we do for publicity and just to get in the industry. For better have a remedy. Cause senses became to senses eventually. Just cause I listen to you willingly, is Pilot the person you pretend to be? Oh, you thought we had a chemistry? I'm just staying close to an enemy. Try something different. You know I tried something different. Cause life is consistent. Lies, lies, lies. And then shy from commitment. So I just experiment. Sometimes I feel like the game should be played.
You were just rocking it out with Just Brittany, Try Something Different. Shout out to Texas in the building. Much love to Just Brittany. We got a chance to sit down and talk with her on Fashion Wednesday with Gianni CJ last Wednesday with Just Brittany. So if you missed and did not get a chance to hear that exclusive interview, you can go back and check the NikkiRichShow.com or log on to blogtalkradio.com. /The Nikki Rich Show. I do want to tell everybody that the Nikki Rich Show is not just heard on one network. We can be heard on Blog Talk Radio. We can be heard on Spreaker Radio, iTunes, College Underground Radio, TuneIn Radio, and you can go to our official website, which is thenikkirichshow.com. So we have these different avenues and networks that you can listen to the exclusive interviews as well as different listeners. We have a lot of listeners tuned in right now. So shout out to all the listeners rocking with the Nikki Rich Show Network. And once again, we got coming up, Beauty on a Budget with Misty Shaylin of Hair by Shaylin. And we want everybody to stay tuned and keep it locked in to the hottest radio station. Right now, we got one more music song break that we're going to take. And this is Jason Derulo feature, Snoop Dogg, and this is Diego, one of my favorites here in L.A. Shout out to everybody.
Hey, yo, Jason.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Say something to her. Holla at her.
I got one question. How'd you fit all that in them jeans? You know what to do with that big fat butt.
Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. Just a little bit of
patty cake with no hands. Got me in this club making wedding plans. If I take pictures while you do your
again. I could make you famous on Instagram. Hot damn it, woo. Your booty like two planets. Woo. Go ahead and go ham sandwich. Woo. Whoa, I can't stand it. You know what to do with that big fat butt.
Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. Just a little bit of.
That trunk, let's take a shot, alley-oop that don't. Tired of working at 9 to 5. Well, baby, let me come and change your life. Hot damn it, woo. Your booty like two planets. Woo. Go ahead and go ham sandwich. Woo. Whoa, I can't stand it. You know what to do with that big fat butt.
Oh, yeah. Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle.
Mama gave you, misbehave you. I just wanna strip you, dip you, flip you, bubble babe you. What they do, taste my raindrops cable. Now what you will and what you want and what you may do. Completely separated till I deeply penetrate it. Then I take it out and wipe it off. Eat it, ate it, love it, hate it, overstated, underrated. Everywhere I've been, can you wiggle, wiggle for the B-O-double-G again?
Come on.
Future behind you.
All right, that was Jason Derulo featuring Snoop Dogg, Wiggle. We're getting it in tonight. Yes, we're excited about it. I tell you, it's Thursday. We're here on a special night. We got listeners tuning in. Thank you to all the listeners that's holding on and staying tuned and keeping it locked here at the Nicki Rich Show Network. We got our host coming up in just a few. I do want to tell you about the amazing project that the Nicki Rich Show is working on. Upcoming this Monday, we will be filming live celebrity fitness trainer, one and only Gwen Bolden Smith. And her work has been seen on Hollywood Exes. She's trained many. And she's currently training Cherie Fletcher. So we're going to be filming on this Monday. And this Sunday, we're going to be hanging out and also filming with Miss Jackie Christie for their upcoming event as well. So we're pumped up about that. And I see that it's so many people listening in right now, all the way from Chicago, from Tennessee, Atlanta. We have our host coming through, and I see that she is in the building. So with no further ado, I'm excited to welcome, and I know she'll be excited to know that she got a lot of listeners tonight, and I'm pumped up to welcome our host of Beauty on a Budget, Ms. Shaylin.
What's up, everybody? It's VC Shaylin, all the way from Chicago with another edition on a special night of Beauty on a Budget. We have an amazing show tonight, and I'm so grateful for everybody tuning in on our special day and time. Today we have a surprise. I'm not even going to let the cat out the bag at this moment, but it's going to be an absolutely phenomenal show. So let's jump right in. This week we had a poll, and the poll was, are all lipsticks created equal? Also, I'm going to give you one tip that I actually have used myself this week on how to recreate your look at an affordable or no money at all. So without further ado, let's jump right into the show. So this week's poll was, are all lipsticks created equal? And with 217 votes, 91% of you all said absolutely not. Okay, I get it. I get it. It's not created equal. So the top three reasons why you all said that it wasn't created equal was because pigmentation, concentration, longevity, and ingredient selection. Okay, I can roll with that. But then I had a lot of people talk to me about some things that I never even thought of when it comes to lipstick flavor and smell. Really? That doesn't seem like a big deal to me, but I'm really not too big on wearing lipstick, so I don't know. I guess I can go with that one. If you all say it, then I'm going to go with what you all say. Some of the top few that you all really love: MAC, Forever Makeup, Urban Decay, Revlon, e.l.f., and Wet n Wild, and my all-time favorite, Smashbox. Those are the Smashbox. Those were the top few lipsticks that you all told me that you liked. Also, I had a lot of people asking me about different tricks to making your lipstick last longer. I have absolutely no idea. So that's why I have this week's guest coming on to talk to us more about that. And I'm still not going to tell you who it is. It's going to be a surprise. So those of you who follow me on Instagram and Twitter know that tomorrow is a national holiday here in Chicago. It is my birthday, and I am so excited about that. I will be everywhere this weekend, so I want to take some time and talk to you about some ways that you can meet up with me this weekend. First, I will be at Lollapalooza tomorrow and Saturday. Eminem is Friday, Outkast is Saturday. I will definitely be there jamming to the tunes of those two. Lollapalooza is all weekend. Those of you who don't know about it, it's a 24-hour music festival with a variety of different bands. There's something guaranteed that you'll like. They have pop, they have R&B, they have any type of music you can think of. They will have it this weekend. Also, I will be attending the Fleetwood Chicago Restaurant on Sunday morning for their brunch. It is from 10 to 4. Let me tell you, this place is amazing. I love this place. The ambiance of this place is absolutely great. Their signature dish for me is the grits and shrimp. And did I mention they have bottomless mimosas? Like, let me say that again. Bottomless, endless mimosas, and they are on point. This place is absolutely beautiful. So if you're looking for a small venue that you can have a small event or something like that, this is the place for you. Their address is 2333 South Michigan Avenue, right here in Chicago. So check them out. Also, if you would like more information on their venue, their website is fleetwoodchicago.com. Not only do they have brunch on Sundays, but they also have a midweek mixer, which is called Wind Down Wednesdays. I haven't been to that just yet, but if it's anything like their Sunday, I know it's guaranteed to be good on Wednesday. So those are some of the things that I will be doing this weekend, and I'm also excited to be turning the big 3-2. I know I don't look it. I never age past 21, but that's true. I'm going to be 32 this year, and I'm so grateful. So after this brief commercial break, we will come back with our surprise guest, and we'll go from there. So stay tuned. We'll be right back after this brief commercial.
Saying that I choose another way. tell me I'm wrong, wrong. I don't wanna be right, right. If you tell me I'm wrong, wrong. For trying to reach the things that I can't see, but that's just how I feel. That's just how I feel. That's just how I feel. Trying to reach the things that I can't see.
And we are back. I don't know if y'all ready for this one. This was nothing short of amazing and a miracle for today. We have, by way of Nashville, Jess Nike. Thank you for coming on tonight. How are you?
I'm awesome. How are you?
I am great. Thank you so much for coming on tonight. And I know my Instagram and Twitter people are like, wait a minute, what happened to Kenny's collection? She will be on, but we're going to have her at another time. But, Nike, come on and introduce yourself to all of our listeners.
Okay. I am a native of Nashville, love Nashville. Been a makeup artist over 13 years. Also a licensed esthetician and also my own CEO, my own cosmetic line. My passion is makeup. I live, eat, breathe makeup. So anything you want to know about skin, makeup, I'm your girl.
Okay. So what do you think about this week's poll? Are all lipsticks created equal?
I know. I was listening to that. And like you said, it depends on the different, the life expectancy of the lipstick, the colors. The smell is very important. The smell and the taste is very important, very, very important. Because you get it's a certain smell. I don't know if y'all know this grandmama lipstick smell, but it has an older smell when it's been on the shelf for a long time. You'll know that smell if you really wear lipstick, for real. And the taste, it kind of tastes chalky, and that means it's kind of old.
Wow, I have just been educated, because you know what? When I saw smell and taste, I'm thinking, Who's doing that? But like you said, I'm not really a makeup wearer. I am more of a lip gloss person. So I guess I can see how that will work. Okay, so how did you get into makeup, but not only to do makeup, but start your own line?
Well, as a little girl, I loved to play dress up. So as I got older, I was like, wow, what can I do as a woman and just stay in the industry of makeup, glam, and beauty? I said, I got it. I'm going to be a makeup artist. And in Nashville, a lot of y'all really don't even know, Nashville is full of talent, but we're going undiscovered here in Nashville, big time. And it's just been a passion of mine. And if you have a passion and the vision, I got that. So I had to go get it. My own cosmetic line, it's been a dream come true. I've been wanting to do a cosmetic line for years. And now it has came forefront where I have a full-fledged cosmetic lips, foundation, lip gloss, eyes, and it's actually in Cavenor Pro Cosmetics. So it's for all of you inspiring makeup artists that want your complete makeup kit, and also for the everyday woman.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So now, again, tell us the name of the makeup line and where can we find it?
Okay. It is in Cavenor Pro Cosmetics. And you can actually email me at makeupbeautyandbeyond at gmail.com for more information. Because when I say this cosmetic line is a baby right now, I am just birthing this. It is very new. And I was terrified because I'm like, how are people going to, you know, take my makeup line with me being in Nashville? It's blowing up. It's blowing up, and I cannot even, you know, keep up with all the orders that people are doing, and people are loving it. It's hyperallergenic. It's paraben-free. It's non-homogenic, if you know what that word means, or if you don't. It does not clog your pores. So it's close to a natural, organic cosmetic line as you can get to natural.
Okay. So is that like in comparison to maybe a Bare Minerals or something like that?
I'm not going to say it's not compared to a Bare Minerals. It's more when you use this cosmetic line, it's going to give you that coverage, and it's mm-hmm. also going to it's different ways you can use it. You can use it okay. wet or you can use it dry. Okay, and it's really great for high-def TV. It's almost on the same line as your MAC cosmetics, but it's not. It does not clog your pores. It's not as heavy, and it's an everyday wear. You can wear it every day.
Okay, we're going to have to rewind the tape right there. Did you say wet or dry? Explain, I don't, what?
Okay, so it's a formulation. It's a more of a mm-hmm. cream foundation. But
okay.
and you can put it on as a cream, and it gives you a heavier coverage. But then
oh,
if you
okay.
use a sponge and wet the cream, it gives you a lighter coverage.
Wow. Okay.
But
see?
It's very different.
That's the education. That's I'm hearing the instructor in you now.
Oh, yeah. It's coming
okay.
out.
Okay. Yeah. So now, since we brought that up, tell us about that. Now, are you doing your own classes? Are you teaching at a school? If somebody wants to take a class with you, how could they do that?
Okay, well, I guess moving forward a little bit, I actually went to school at Paul Mitchell. Paul Mitchell is a school of Nashville, and I'm actually a certified makeup specialist with Paul Mitchell. So I worked at Paul Mitchell for probably about a year and a half, and I left there and branched out on my own. So now you're going to hear, make sure you hear and listen for Makeup, Beauty, and Beyond. It's accelerated training program, and it's not a school. It's training programs online, and you can go to makeupbeautybeyond@gmail.com. But it's training classes, courses, hands-on workshops that I host at my headquarters here in Nashville. And it's helping all inspired makeup artists and everyday women how to apply a basic face.
Okay. That's
mm-hmm.
great. So, ladies, you all have been thoroughly educated. Last week it was brows. This week I got y'all a whole instructor. So you can't go wrong. You just can't go wrong here. So if you can't get it right with Shakita, Miss Red Carpet, now I got
mm-hmm.
you an instructor to lay it all the way down. So makeup, you're doing instruction. I think I saw lashes on your page. Are you also doing lashes?
Yes, I am. I'm actually doing lash extensions, and I'm also doing individual lashes. You know, right now the lash
mm-hmm.
extensions is the hottest thing going. My
mm-hmm.
lash extensions, I actually do the 3D lashes, and I actually can certify you in
wow.
that class in 3D lashes. It's an eight-hour class, a long eight-hour class. And you cannot be certified until you bring me back 10 samples after the class of your finished product before you can be certified.
Wow.
Very,
okay.
Yeah, very important. Mm-hmm.
So I need you to help these ladies with these snuffleupagus eyelashes. I don't know what's
Uh-oh.
Going on.
Uh-oh.
I don't know why they flipping their eyelashes. You know, the eyelashes in the hair is about the same length. Help
uh-huh.
me. What suggestions or tips do you have, because this is all about, you know, educating and beauty on a budget. What tips, affordable tips, can you give our callers to help them with the lashes?
Well, number one, make sure when you go to a therapist, an esthetician, or a makeup artist, they are fully trained in what they do. We have a lot of professionals in the industry that are not trained, so that's why you are getting the results of the long butterfly lashes, the bird wing, because they're not educated. They're not educated on how to apply your lashes, how long they should stay on, and what type of glue to use. And we can go another 30, 40 minutes just talking about how to properly apply lashes. But just first of all, make sure they're educated and they're trained in that area. Because if they're trained in that area, they're going to take the time to make sure your lashes look awesome because that's their work.
Okay. Well, we're going to take a brief commercial break and we'll be right back.
First things first, I'm the realest. Drop this and let the whole world feel it.
Let them feel it.
And I'm still in the murder business. I can hold you down like I'm giving lessons in physics.
Right, right.
If you want a bad bitch like this,
huh?
Drop it low and pick it up just like this.
Yeah.
Cup of Ace, cup of Goose, cup of Chris. I heal something worth a half a ticket on my wrist.
Back. On my wrist.
Taking all the liquor straight, never chase that.
Never.
Stop like we bring an 88 back.
What?
Bring the hooks in with a bass at. Champagne feeling, you should taste that.
And we're back. Okay, so we have the instructor, the CEO, the everything you need to know about makeup on the line. So what I want to ask you is, what words of encouragement would you give to someone who is interested in getting into this field, who just doesn't know if this field is right for them? Because, you know, with anything, it's a lot of competition. So what would you say to someone who's trying to enter this arena?
Well, first, make sure it's a passion. If it's not your passion, you're not going to put your all into it. After your passion, you're going to go for your visions and your dreams. You cannot survive off of just being a makeup artist or an esthetician. You have to be very creative. You have to think of things to do. You have to win your community over and win your clients over. And you just have to stick with it. Grind it out, and if this is for you, you're going to go long ways with this. But you have to have the passion for it. Because in the beginning, I know you heard me say, I live, eat, breathe makeup. When people see me, when they see Nike, they know, oh, that's Nike. Are you doing my lashes? Are you doing my facial? They know. So when you're walking down the street, you got to look the part. You have to sell that beauty, and you have to be passionate about your dream.
Okay. So how do you, since you've been in this industry so long and you've done, like, you know, the celebrities, you know, done the shows, you've done all these, how do you keep that fire burning, you know, for this? Because I know, like with anything, you're going to have good days, you're going to have bad days. How do you stay consistent? You know, how do you continue to want to do it?
Well, this is what I had to do. I had to, because I had a lot of stuff going on. I had the makeup artistry, I had the aesthetics, I had the makeup line, and I was just doing everything. But the key to it, you have to concentrate on one thing. And a lot of people in the industry have to understand giving back is the key to this industry. When you give back to those that are less fortunate, giving back beauty, it's going to be awesome. I actually have an outreach program here in Nashville called Exclusive Outreach. And what I do is basically give back to women with cancer, give back to women that can't afford that 20-minute makeover, can't afford that lipstick or that eyeliner. Giving back is the key. And that keeps me busy and motivated and keeps me just being more creative every day so I can continue just to feed people in the community the different beauty tips. And that's what I do, just giving back beauty in this industry.
That is awesome. That is awesome. That is awesome. So I want to thank you again for coming on tonight. I really appreciate all the knowledge that you have just left us with, but I cannot let you leave without you telling us one way to keep our makeup affordable. You know, makeup is expensive because you have to buy the brushes, you have to buy, you know, the concealer and this and that and this. So what tips do you have to keep, you know, our look fresh but, you know, not break our pockets?
One thing, a lot of people want to go out and just go to the makeup counters and just buy. You don't have to do that. See if you can find an esthetician or a makeup artist locally and ask them for tips. And ask, like, hey, I'm trying to perfect this different look. What do I need for this look? And you don't have to go to the different counters to perfect those different looks. You can do it with the Mary Kay's. You can do it with the NCAB North. You can do it with the Revlon's. Because they all do the same thing. It's just your technique and how you apply it.
So technique is more important than product, would you say?
Or? Very much so. I am very product neutral. So I don't just use NCAB NOR. I use a variety of makeup lines to perfect that look. So you don't have to just use a certain, you know, cosmetic. You can use different things to perfect it. You just need to know the proper techniques and the proper ways to lay your foundation or put on your lip gloss or your lip liner.
Wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. See, I'm learning today. I needed to take some notes because when I tell you, I just perfected brow. I really did. I got it. So maybe I'm going to have you and Shakita get together. Y'all do a combo thing. So, you know, I can get this right. But, okay, thank you so much for coming on today. And we're going to take another commercial break, and then we're going to wrap it up.
Thank you.
And we're back. I don't know what's going on. You all are making my lines go crazy. I can't even be prompted in when I'm supposed to. But I really appreciate all the love tonight. So we heard from Jess Nike, and she gave us some amazing tips on how to do, what not to do, wet and dry. It was a lot to take in, but it was really informative. It's some things that I could use. And I want to take this time to thank you all again for tuning in on my special night and time. I know you all were looking for me Monday, but don't worry. This Monday, I'll be right back at it. This Monday, we will have none other than Fashion Miles. That's right, Fashion Miles from Hotlanta. And he is going to teach us some tricks to the trade on keeping our look fresh. But I can't leave without saying thank you so very much to my producer, Miss Nikki Rich. Also, we have to discuss my sponsors. They make this all possible. So thank you so much to Toyota. We also have Kaleidoscope Diversity Consulting Group, Real People Having Real Conversations About Real Life Situations, and Yours Truly, Home Healthcare in Atlanta. And you know I'm not going nowhere without talking about Hair by Chalyn, only the hottest extensions on the planet. So if you're walking around and your hair is not turning heads, then you're rocking the wrong brand. You need to be rocking Hair by Chalyn. And for those of you who are out there who are listening and you need a platform for your business, I don't understand what you're waiting for. This is it. This is where you need to be. Beauty on a Budget, along with my other co-hosts that have their show online Monday through Wednesday, we are here to help you. This is a platform where you can expose your business to the masses. I don't know why I don't have a flood of emails and phone calls. It's simple. We are here to help you. We want to help you. We want to put your brand on blast, especially if you are in Chicago. Come on, Chicago, stand up. Let's show the world that we are about more than what you see on TV. We are hustlers. We are entrepreneurs. We are good at our craft. We are beasts in the field. So if you're out there and you are listening to me and you have a brand that you want to have more exposure for, you need to email me at Beauty on a Budget Talk Radio. That is Beauty on a Budget Talk Radio at gmail.com. There's no reason for your brand to be a secret. You'll never be successful that way. So thank you so much for tuning in, and it is a wrap. I am on my way to celebrate my birthday. So if you see me in the street, come turn up with me. Big 32, doing it big, and good night.
What's going on, Chicago? It's your very own C. Norman checking in. You're now listening to Beauty on the Budget with the lovely Misty Shaylin. Make sure you keep it locked.
Bass is low, I'm up next. Ain't no timeouts when it's rough sex. She pitching a no-hitter, and I know that I'm gon' get her. I'm a home run hitter, 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 a home run hitter, hitter. She love it when I'm all up in her, in her, in her. I'm a home run hitter, 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 I'm a home run hitter. I'm up first, she on the mound. Where it's going down. First day, I was at first base. Hit her on Twitter, and now she in my space. Yeah. And then I stole the second. Got her in the bedroom, naked. Yeah, then after the networking, I had baby networking. We both buzzing and our vision is blurred. Words slurred, and then I ended up at third. Yeah, and it was time to get it on. Open them legs up and I'ma slide on home. Bass is loaded, I'm up next. Ain't no timeouts when it's rough sex. She pitching a no-hitter, and I know that I'm gon' get her. I'm a home run hitter, 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 a home run hitter, hitter. She love it when I'm all up in her, in her, in her. I'm a home run hitter, 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 I'm a home run hitter. She throwing that block like a curveball. Swinging wood like a Louisville slugger dog. Trying to knock it out the park. You know me, baby, I know her. I'm trying to do everything to fire live. I ain't say shit, man, she put it in the mile. Dylan came at me from left field, cause he knew I was Mac Brill. Yeah, so he started to hate and try to show stop and do his shit and try to ball a fly. Yeah, cause it chose me, but that's part of the gameplay, except the fee. Bass is loaded, I'm up next. Ain't no timeouts when it's rough sex. She pitching a no-hitter, and I know that I'm gon' get her. I'm a home run hitter, 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 a home run hitter, hitter. She love it when I'm all up.
Show got over 20,000 followers. Miss Nikki Rich, that's it. Everybody calling her 323-580-5749, and you can tweet her online. The Nikki Rich Show got over 20,000 followers. Miss Nikki Rich, that's it. Everybody calling her 323-580-5749, and you can tweet her online.
Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show. Nikki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show. Nikki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show. Nikki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show. Nikki Rich Show, the Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show, the Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show.
Nikki Rich.
Oh, yeah, we're rocking it
What's
out.
Up,
it's
everybody?
The Nikki Rich
Welcome
Show.
This is the Nikki Rich Show, the hottest.
You know it, the hottest radio station on the planet. You can call in at 323-580-5749 and press that 1. We want everybody to press that 1 to call in. We were just listening to the exclusive interview with Jess Nike, Beauty on a Budget, on Misty Shaylin, as well as Hair by Shaylin. We got coming up, we got Spender's Resolution with Miss Tahiya Hampton, so we're excited about that. I do want to let everybody know that soon in, we're on air Monday through Wednesday, but tonight we're here at a special time because we have special guests. I do want to let you guys know that you can follow us on our social media because we are kings and queens of social media, so you definitely want to follow us at Miss Nikki Rich, MSNIKKIRICH, as well as at Nikki Rich Show LA. We are here in sunny California enjoying the breeze, live on location, live on set, getting ready for our production. So everybody, I hope you tuned in, rocking out. We do have our chat room open, so if you're in the chat room, holla at me. Get to know your girl, Nikki Rich. You can go to blogtalkradio.com/The Nikki Rich Show. Once again, blogtalkradio.com/The Nikki Rich Show. We're excited. And guess what? You know, while I'm tuned in right now, I just got the news from Blog Talk. Thank you so, so much for the opportunity because I am the featured host for the Toyota RAV series. So I'm on the front page of blogtalkradio.com/blogtalk. Well, you can go to blogtalkradio.com and you can see that I am on the front page for my exclusive interview with Marvin Ambrosius, all the way from London. And if you don't know who Marvin is, he is the brother of Marsha Ambrosius. And the last time we interviewed Marvin, we got a chance to talk with Marvin and Marsha. So it was pretty cool because she called in to support her brother. So we got a chance to talk to the Ambrosius. But this time it was a special treat. If you are on my social media, right now I'm currently hosting everything. We're in tune with everybody. So let me know you tuned in, and I will shout you out on air. So if you tuned in, you at me on Twitter. Say, hey, this is Nikki Rich. I'm listening in. I'll shout you out on air. Also, I'm putting the links out, so if you want to check out the exclusive interview with the Toyota RAV series, you can. Thank you, Toyota, for even choosing me out of millions of hosts here on Blog Talk Radio to be that featured host from July to September. So thank you so much for this whole season and series. We're going to take a quick break. We're moving, man. I tell you, we're moving. So we want everybody to join the movement. I mean, we are taking over. We here in Cali, we're here to stay, so y'all stay tuned. One of my favorite persons, I would say, I love these guys, Maroon 5, Moves Like Jagger.
show, one of the dopest shows, if not the dopest show in the world. Nikki been doing her thing for years. She been grinding. She been working. She been putting in work.
All right, you're rocking out with the hottest radio station on the planet. It's the Nikki Rich Show. You're just listening to Maroon 5, Moves Like Jagger. Yes, we're getting it in tonight. To all the listeners, thank you for all of your support. Everybody, to all the hosts, thank you for all your support. I love to see teamwork making a dream work, and we're making it happen with each other, and we're doing it together, and we're building brands. And the whole point of the Nikki Rich Show is to build brands. That's what it's all about, succeeding as we build brands. And once again, if you missed it, you can go and check out the first half of the Nikki Rich Show Network, Beauty on a Budget, on Misty Shaylin. You can go back and listen, iTunes. You can go to College Underground Radio. You can go to TuneIn Radio. You can go to thenikkirichshow.com. And you can go to hairbyshaylin.com and listen to that exclusive interview. I do want to give everybody just a little brief information on the Nikki Rich Show. We are a network, a broadcast that combines the elite, the business moguls, the celebrities, the filming sports athletes, and more. Once again, I am that number one DJ and radio personality for Charlotte, North Carolina on Reverb Nation. Also, just recently relocated here to L.A., I was featured on Soul Train's own official website with my story and interview by Joe Walker. Mr. Joe Walker, thank you so much. The Nikki Rich Show, we are not only a radio show. We are a TV production as well. You can check us out on Ustream TV as well as your upcoming station. Not only that, we have had our past and live shows this year and last year, each and every month at Chomp Towers. Thank you to Black Tie Professionals. And these are elite professionals, Ms. Gloria Kressler. We currently stand with over 500,000 listeners, 34,000 averaging per episode, Monday through Wednesday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and 5 to 7 Pacific Standard Time. Yes, we are syndicated. So you're not just going to hear us on one network. We're syndicated on several. Like I said, we got podcasts. We're on College Underground Radio. All the college students out there, for all your support. And I do want to give you some of our on-air successes as well as feedback for the Nikki Rich Show. We have just been growing and expanding. And speaking of success, we have a map. We have a plan. And we have calendars that we like to put out. And we like to give everybody information and tell them where we're going to be. And we make it happen. You know, rain, sleet, storm, we just make it happen. So some of our featured guests and live remote on-air interviews, Judge Lauren Lake of Fraternity Court, Judge Alex of Judge Alex TV, Angelina Jolivet. She is the Grammy manager. So we had the Grammy managers on. And some of our live interviews, Barbara Walters of The View, Candy Spelling. She's the author and the widow of Aaron Spelling and the mom of actress Tori Spelling. Matthew Thompson, he is an actor and the film director of Bloodline. Kelly Wells, the 2012 USA Olympics Bron Millet, as well as Dule Hill. He is a Broadway actor, and also you might have known him from the show Psych on USA. And we've had Erin J. Morgert. She is the 2013 Miss United Nations. And I can keep going on and on, but I do want to mention we've had NFL Super Bowl champion of the Ravens, Femi Ayambande, and that's how you say it, as well as comedian Shante Wayans, Rodney Perry. And you might know Ms. Shante Wayans from MTV, Wild and Out, and Nick Cannon.
Now, speaking of events and our credentials, whew, I can go on and on about this. Recently, we just featured the host of Toyota, like I said. We recently did the game, a bowling charity event in Los Angeles, the remote, live remote, that is, with O Dangerous premier Alex Thomas pre-golf charity event for pediatric cancer, BET Experience and the BET Awards, Attention Whores, Fashion and Film. We also, MTV Awards, the Oscars, myself on cover of many print publications, as well as featured on CNN's I Report by Miss Crystal Diggs. That amazing story of myself, got a chance to be interviewed by Crystal Diggs, a reporter of the CNN I Report. So that was pretty amazing. Featured in Bless the Nation magazine. These are just to name a few of our successes in 2014. Thank you to everybody that supported us, and we continue to support you guys. But I wanted you to know how successful the Nikki Rich Show and our team were working to grow. And we're doing it. We're just taking on brands and sponsorships. So we're excited about it. It's not a game here, so we take it very seriously. But I want everybody to know that you, too, can be a part of the Nikki Rich Show Network. You can email us, thenikkirichshow@gmail.com. Once again, thenikkirichshow@gmail.com. If you email us, send us your information. Send us your bio, pictures, flyers. Let us know what you got going on. And we got coming up. I'm pretty excited. We got our next half, which is our financial half. We're going to talk about these finance. We got to get into these pockets. How can we resolve these issues? So we're going to be talking vendors resolution with the one and only Miss Lee Hampton, Miss Akia Hampton, that is. That is going to be it's going to be amazing, Lee Miss Hampton. So y'all stay tuned. Keep it locked. One more music break, and we're bringing her in. And I know she's going to talk to you guys and get in your pocket. Right now, we're going to go to Black Street, and this is No Diggity, No Doubt. Let's get in those pockets.
Yeah. You know what? I like the play. No Diggity, No Doubt. Play on, play it. Play on, play it. Yo, Trey, drop the verse.
It's going down, face of Black Street. The homies got at me, collab creations. Bump like agony, no doubt. I put it down, never slouch. As long as my credit can vouch, a dog couldn't catch me. Tell me who could stop with Dre making moves, attracting honeys like a magnet. Giving them orgasms with my mellow accent. Still moving this flavor with the homies Black Street and Teddy, the original rough shaker.
Shutting it down, good lord. Baby got them open all over town. Strictly bitch, you don't play around. Cover much ground, got game by the town. Getting paid is a forte. Each and every day, true play away. I can't get her out of my mind.
Wow.
I think about the girl all the time.
Wow.
East side to the west side. Push the fat rise, it's no surprise. She got tricks in the stash. Stacking up the cash, fast when it comes to the gas. By no means average. It's on when she's got to have it. Baby, you're a perfect 10. I wanna get in. Can I get down so I can? I like the way you work it.
No diggity.
I thought to bag it up.
Bag it up.
I like the way you work it.
No diggity.
I thought to bag it up.
Bag it up, girl.
I like the way you work it.
No diggity.
I thought to bag it up.
Bag it up.
I like the way you work it.
No diggity.
I thought to bag it up.
She's got class and style. She knowledge by the pound. Baby never act wild. Very low key on the profile. Catching feelings is a no. Let me tell you how it goes. Curves the word, spins the verb. Lovers hit curves so freak what you heard. Rolling with the fatness. You don't even know what the half is. You got to pay to play. Just for shorty bang bang to look your way. I like the way you work it. Trump tight all day, every day. You're blowing my mind, maybe in time, baby, I can get you in my ride.
I like the way you work it.
No diggity.
I thought to bag it up.
Bag it up.
I like the way you work it.
No diggity.
I thought to bag it up.
Oh,
I like the way you work it.
No diggity.
I thought to bag it up.
Bag it up, babe.
I like the way you work it.
No diggity.
I thought to bag it up.
Welcome to Spender's Resolution on the Nikki Rich Network. I am your host, Athene Ms. Hampton. I'll be your host each and every Monday, teaching financial empowerment to the consumer, entrepreneur, and business owner. I want to give a warm thank you to my fabulous producer, Ms. Nikki Rich, for creating a platform where everyday people can blossom and share their joy, accomplishments, and successes with the world. Ms. Nikki Rich has started a movement that I am nothing less than blessed to be a part of. To a great mentor, friend, businesswoman, producer, editor, host, and visionary, I salute you, Ms. Nikki Rich. Welcome to a segment that will inform you and how you use money and how you spend it. Dear listener, throughout the course of this, I want you to ask yourself a couple of questions. Do you need a written financial analysis? What is a written financial analysis? How important is it to have a written financial plan? Do you know how to obtain a written financial plan? Well, how important is planning in your life? Would life be better if we plan for the best or just hope for the best? Well, we'll be right back after a quick break with more Spender's Resolution on the Nikki Rich Network with your host, Athene Ms. Hampton.
Damn, baby. I just don't understand what went wrong. I gave you my heart. I gave you my soul. I gave you.
As a matter of fact, I was the one who said I loved you first. It was about 8 years ago. Don't act like you don't know. We were sitting at home in your mama's living room, cause your mama knew I was something else. She knew how I felt back then we were in school. And that's your favorite excuse. Growing up I was a fool, and I can't lie, I'm missing you. Listen and don't trip. Think I need a bottle with a genie in it. It's my wish list. I'll go, then I can have you for sure. Then you'll be loving me, holding me, kissing me. Oh girl, don't tell me what I'm feeling, it's make-believe. I swear if I lose a second chance with you, I wouldn't know what to do. I'll probably check myself in some kind of clinic. I couldn't be alone because without you I'm sick. Here's my wish list. I would create a heart-changing love.
Welcome to Spender's Resolution on the Nikki Rich Network. I'm your host, Athene Ms. Hampton. I'll be your host each and every Monday, teaching financial empowerment to the consumer, entrepreneur, and business owner. I want to give a warm thank you to my fabulous producer, Miss Nikki Rich, for creating a platform where everyday people can blossom and share their joy, accomplishments, and successes with the world. Miss Nikki Rich has started a movement that I am nothing less than blessed to be a part of, to a great mentor, friend, businesswoman, producer, editor, host, and visionary. I salute you, Miss Nikki Rich. Welcome to a segment that will transform the way you view money and how you spend it. Dear listener, throughout the course of this segment, I want you to ask yourself a couple of questions. Is money an asset or a resource? How important is money to you and your family? How important is money in achieving your goals and dreams? Do you believe that it takes money to make money? Is your money working for you? Do you need help in assessing your finances? Do you need a written financial analysis? What is a written financial analysis? How important is it to have a written financial plan? Do you know how to obtain a written financial plan? Well, on today's segment, we'll be addressing these questions, and we'll be right back after a quick break with more Spender's Resolution on the Nikki Rich Network with your host, Kathy Ms. Hampton.
Pills and potions. Angry, but I still love you. Pills and potions, we're overdosing. Can't stand it, but I still love you.
Even though what you was doing wasn't tasteful, even though you out here looking so ungrateful, I'ma keep it moving, be classy and graceful. I told them it's no friends in the game, you ain't learned that yet. All the bridges you came over, don't burn that yet. Niggas want respect, but niggas ain't earned that yet. Self-righteous and entitled, but they swearing on the Bible that they love you, and really they no different from all your rivals. But I still don't wish death on them, I just reflect on them.
Pills and potions, overdosing. I'm angry, but I still love you. Pills and potions, we're overdosing. Can't stand it, but I still love you.
Support you when it's beneficial. I'ma forgive, I won't forget, but I'ma dead the issue. Soon as you out of niggas' lives is when they start to miss you. They see you doing good, now it's kinda hard to diss you. Niggas be sick when they remember all the bad they wished you. Niggas be mad when they can't come and live lavish with you. But I sped off in the Benzie. I see the envy when I'm causing a frenzy. So I pop pills for 'em. Cop cribs in the hills on 'em.
Pills and potions, we're overdosing. I'm angry, but I still love you. Pills and potions, we're overdosing. Can't stand it, but I still love you.
I still love.
Welcome back to Spender's Resolution on the Nikki Rich Network. As I addressed before, we will be answering a few of the questions I just brought up to you guys. The first question is money an asset or a resource? Well, my belief is that money is a resource. It is a tool and utilized to meet all my physical needs. I need money to buy groceries, to cook on a stove, or eat out. I need money to put gas in my car, to drive to different destinations. I need money to pay my bills. That ensure I can talk on the phone every day, take baths, warm baths, wash dishes with hot water, do laundry, turn on lights when it's dark in case I'm working late, which I do quite frequently because my mind is sometimes more creative at night, and I get up and write my thoughts down. I play my stereo, charge my phone, charge my laptop. The reason money is not an asset is because it can't be used for anything else but to buy things with value or asset. The more money you have, the more things or assets you can obtain, and usually do. And the more money you can make, sometimes we mistake having a lot of money with wealth. And for this reason, most millionaires who aren't educated about money go broke because they thought money was it. It's not the money that creates wealth, but what you do with it. So brings us to our second question. How important is money to you and your family? Well, money is very important to myself and my family. Well, because we love to social, travel, cook, host, plan events. We all love to shop, be adventurous, and invest. Our grandmother was excellent about teaching us how to invest. Buying things is my personal favorite pastime because I'm easily bored. And there's always new technology and shoes and fashion trends and sparkly pretty things. I want a house and a new car and a timeshare. I like my weekly trips to the hair and nail shop. I like buying my son the latest whatever he wants. I like to do nice things for my friends and my supporters. I like helping people as much as I can, and I can't help anyone if I don't have anything to give. It's just not going to happen. I'm passionate about people. Where I want to be is able to create positive recreational outlets for people. I'm a God-fearing woman, so I was raised to work hard and to not set limits on my life or the aspirations, but to keep building and creating opportunities for the world until I breathe my last breath. So, yes, money is very important to me and the people that raised me because we all like to work and create things. Because it's a resource, it's a tool to be able to do what we love to do. So how about you? Now, question number three. How important is money in achieving your goals and dreams? Well, I love to buy things because I think it's a positive way to enjoy your life, your heart warm and indulging in them. Yes, money is very important to me in achieving my goals and dreams. I want to be married, and I need to be able to support a husband, my husband. I definitely don't want a broke husband. I don't think anyone does. So I can't be a broke wife. You are what you attract. I personally want more kids, and I definitely don't need to explain that because all you parents out there can attest to the open-ended number we will spend on our kids. I love to be social, and I want to plan lavish events with flowers and live bands at beautiful venues with good food. I want to start a nonprofit focused on struggling adolescent girls where I can teach them how to feel and be sexy and beautiful regardless of life struggles and ups and downs. As women, when we get down, the first thing most of us left with is the attention we pay to ourselves. And ladies, that is an absolute no-no. You will get nowhere fast showing the world how ugly you feel inside. Okay? Now, moving on to question number 4. Do you believe that it takes money to make money? Well, example, if you were a model just starting out, your inventory or value would be assessed on your portfolio or pictures. If your hair and nails and makeup aren't on point or groomed, or your wardrobe isn't together, or your pictures are of terrible quality, do you think that you are able to compete or market yourself to be chosen over another model that has invested in taking that care and detail into their brand? The answer is no. No one likes a cheap person. Trust me, I know personal experience. I won't say any names, but I once put together a very low-budget photo shoot. I have to laugh at myself. And I got exactly what I paid for, a waste of time and a whole roll of film that will never surface or be known to man. Now, I won't say any names, but if those pictures surface, I'll be serving gag orders. I'm frugal, but when it comes to my brand, I have learned to spare no expense. Be picky. If I have to cut a corner with any business endeavor, that means it is not for me to do at this time. Now, from a strictly financial perspective, can you earn interest on your principal investment if no principal exists? Of course not. So, yes, it absolutely takes money to make money. So create an income, multiple incomes, multiply your resources, multiply your assets, obtain your goals and dreams. All you have to do is get to work. Now, brings us to question number 5. Is your money working for you? Well, I'm sure you would all love to know my financial portfolio. Now, I won't give you all the details for security purposes, but I do especially love my very first investment product. It's a fixed product, meaning I will not lose a dime if the stock market crashes. I do have a lot of room for growth, 13.5% to be exact. So that means that if the market does 20%, I'm still guaranteed my 13.5. I believe that's a pretty sweet deal, to have the peace of mind, to not lose a dime. This is a life product that I make a monthly investment toward, and it's an excellent way to start a portfolio, especially if you're young and you have children, such as myself. I have a 3-year-old. So in addition to that, if something were to happen to me, my son will be worth $250,000. So with me being 25, and I do like to shop, and I especially like to shop financial products like everything else. And some refer to that particular product as a miracle product. Well, it is. And there are so many more with so many options. There's a new similar product that has a 15% cap on it that I'll be investing in this week, myself and little Carter. Well, it'll be worth more money. Priorities, people. You must have priorities. In addition, I do have a few businesses, a growing portfolio. So I would say my money is definitely working for me. It took time because that wasn't always the case. I prioritized to keep it that way. You will learn to as well via this show and as your money consciousness grows. Now, ladies and gentlemen, that brings us to question number 6. Do you need help in assessing your finances? Well, I did. Key to being successful in financial services is to first take charge of your own finances. How can you coach someone else to do something that you have yet to do? I, too, sat with a financial advisor who, along with her husband, are now my mentors. I had to learn that it is not all about how flashy you can be, but to be established in ways that the eyes can't see. You could have a trillionaire sitting next to you on a bus in busted jeans, T-shirt, and flip-flops, yet worth more than you can count. Be careful at judging others. The eyes can be very deceptive, and at first glance, you could pass all sorts of judgments. Well, if you're not trained right. Something my late mother taught me was that you never judge a book by its cover to everyone, because she was just a great person who just loved to talk to people. I definitely follow in her footsteps, although our crusades are a little different. I talk to everyone because I want to get in your business, because that's my job. I want to reach as many financially underserved and uneducated families as possible and show them that it doesn't take much. It doesn't take much. Just an effort and somewhere to start. Any budget, even if in the negative, can be turned around with a little TLC, a little tender, loving care. It's your baby, and you have to treat it that way. Which brings us to question number 7. Do you need a written financial analysis? Well, are you lost right now? Have you been listening to me talk and you're like, why does she pay attention to this stuff? Are you at a point where you are tired of just maintaining and want to transition from maintaining poverty to being financially empowered? Are you ready to actively pursue the lifestyle you want? Are your kids nagging you about the things they want because they're tired of hearing no, or maybe next month? Are you ready to expand your business? Are you ready to earn more pennies annually on your money? Are you ready to earn more than pennies annually on your money? Because that's what you're getting if you're just letting your money sit in the basic savings account. Are you just curious and are just one of those people who keep your options open and the sky is the limit? Are you ready to get higher returns on your investments than simple banking can ever offer you? Are you ready to build and manage your wealth? Are you ready to get out of debt? Are you prepared to send your kids to college? If you answered yes to any of the above, then it's definitely time to take that step and get on top of your finances. It never hurts to evaluate and see where you're at in life. It's really quite a reality check. It may be shocking. Now, brings us to question number 8. What is a written financial analysis? Well, a written financial analysis is an evaluation of all your expenses without any bias. It's all about numbers. If done accurately and correctly, you will be able to see where your money is going on a daily, weekly, monthly, and yearly basis. Sometimes we have no idea how much we're spending or what we're spending it on. It is the first step in identifying those gray areas and also where we can begin to cut back when we identify excess. It's kind of like how we begin a weight loss plan. The proper way is to determine our calorie count. How much are we eating on a daily or weekly basis? And are we able and where we're able to see what needs to be cut back on, what we need less of, and what we need more of, based on a nutritional perspective? It is the only way to determine where we can cut back, if we can cut back, and if we do cut back, where will we redirect that cash flow for our money to start working for us, and so it doesn't just keep being wasted. Spending our money or spending our resources are opportunities, and we don't want to keep wasting opportunities. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be back with more Spender's Resolution on the Nikki Rich Network.
You're so hypnotized.
Okay, okay. Welcome back to Spender's Resolution on the Nikki Rich Network. And we're going right into question number 9. How important is it to have a written financial plan? Well, ask yourself, how important is it to plan in every other aspect of your life? A financial plan is your game plan, your plan of action. It is the tool you will use to accomplish all your goals and dreams. It is your strategy, your intent, your values, your family's legacy. It is the piece of paper that will change your life. That's what it's intended to do. Everything in life has a protocol, and obtaining wealth or any financial goal is no different. Question number 10, do you know how to obtain a written financial plan? Well, you will contact a financial advisor or a financial professional such as myself and start the process with a financial analysis, a complimentary free financial analysis that I personally offer. You've got to get up and get moving. Take action. This is your life, and no one will do it for you. Now, how important is planning in your life? Well, only you can determine that. Planning is something that I've had to learn to do. It has to be taught to be a priority, or it will be one of those things you go through in life, assuming it's not important. It's something the wealthy instill in their family values. Pay attention to how the people you want to live like are operating on a daily basis. It will tell you a lot about where you are versus where you need to be. I plan every day, at least the day before, if I haven't already mapped out my week the week before. The more demands you have on you and the more people who are dependent on you, the greater the need. Get something done. What is at stake? Time is precious, and it's the one thing you can't get back. Spend it wisely. My mentors joke and say, people will be ready to curse you for the smallest things, but if someone wastes their time, they not only allow it, they smile about it and oftentimes encourage it, the hypocrisy. Begin to see the value in every aspect of your life. Just like money, time is a resource. Planning is extremely important, and I definitely don't waste my time because I'll be upset. Now, would life be better if we plan for the best or just hope for the best? Well, I just got word from my mentors that the market dropped 300 points today. Boy, am I glad I have my money in a fixed product. Power decision. I plan for these events. I understand my financial condition, and taking losses is something I'm not prepared to do at this point. However, my mentors I know are livid because they love the ride of the stock market. I'll be expanding into security products probably sometime next year, but not at the moment. I want to establish my bank first, secure my bank. I've taken losses in the past, and as long as I have a breath in my body and the Lord is willing, I don't plan to ever lose like that again. I'm an advocate for sticking to the plan and branching away from risk, well, just for a little while, because we all know you got to play big in order to win big. But you have to secure your bank first. Now, a little bit of breaking news. Today at 4:34 p.m., it was reported on MarketWatch.com that the Dow Jones dropped 317 points. It's reported to be the worst day since February 3rd, according to MarketWatch.com. Whew, 317 points. That's a hit. It says that the lowest since February 3rd. February 3rd, the Dow Jones tumbled 326 points, and according to CNN, it hasn't been this bad since. For those of you who don't know, the Dow Jones is an indicator of stock market prices. The 30 most significant stock traded on the New York Stock Exchange and the NASDAQ, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is considered to be the most widely cited indicator of how the stock market is doing. It is one of the largest business and financial news companies in the world. So there it is there. Now we're going to have some feedback from callers. Hi.
Hey.
How are you? Who am I talking to?
You're talking to Nay.
Hi, Nay.
How you doing, baby?
Let's talk money, Nay. What's going on?
I'm broke.
You're broke?
Yeah.
And I'm guessing that you want to change that.
Yes, indeed. Okay. Well, as I discussed today, you want to start with a written financial analysis. It's going to be an evaluation of why you're broke. You know, what type of money you have coming in and where it's going. And, you know, we can look at it and see if where you're, you know, you're putting your money, we could be putting it into a product or somewhere where you can start to be, you know, turn your situation around and grow and gain that wealth and, you know, get away from being broke.
Okay, well, at this time I'm doing hair, and I lost my job at this time, and so here it is. I'm just living off of unemployment and then doing hair on the side. So basically all my money goes to bills. So I'm trying to find a way to where I can actually set my money to the side and start my own business, my catering business.
Okay. Well, that's definitely possible. It would just take for us to go ahead and just sit down and, you know, just do the numbers, run the numbers. That's all it'll take is just running the numbers. Okay, Nay?
Yes, ma'am.
So you can go ahead and shoot me an email at hamptonsakia.wfg@gmail.com, or you can give me a call, 818-414-0561, and we can definitely get started. And thank you for calling in today.
Okay, thank you, sweetie.
I appreciate the love and support.
God bless you and love you.
Love you, too.
Okay.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Well, today's takeaway, prioritizing your short-term goals, second step to being financially sound and having your finances in order. The importance of being money conscious will allow you to tap into a builder's mindset. When you tap into a builder's mindset, you begin to think like a builder creatively. You are able to identify all necessary moving parts that will achieve a common goal. And like a jigsaw puzzle, your intelligence or previously learned ideas combined with creative thinking, which are unlimited newly generated thoughts, will allow you to accomplish everything that you thought wasn't possible, including but not limited to financial peace, prosperity, and wealth with ease. It's a process far exceeding putting money in a shoebox. Just like there is more to growth than just taking your vitamins every day. It's a mind, body, and soul nurturing process that will require discipline and obedience in all that you do. You have to move with intention and purpose and speak life into your finances. Pay attention to the choices you make on an everyday basis and if those choices are going to take you closer or further away from your goal. Those who master creative thinking are said to be geniuses, by the way. A person who doesn't run out of solutions that's constantly troubleshooting and creating new resolutions to make life more effective and efficient definitely sounds like a genius to me and definitely someone I want to personally emulate. To all the entrepreneurs and business owners out there listening, this is especially for you, to give your brand and business a kickstart, to increase that revenue and or effectiveness of products and services. Distribution combined with marketing will in fact increase revenue. Why? Because you've invested your time, energy, and heart into making your dreams beautiful, and why wouldn't your market respond to that? Ask yourself, why don't you deserve to have everything you want? A lot of us want things, but subconsciously don't even believe we are deserving enough, so we never take the necessary steps in the right direction. That is called passive aggression, laziness, making excuses, and ultimately fear. How many of you are afraid of your goals and dreams? The winner circle is only for the strong and mentally tough, so get out of your own way. Which brings me to today's spender's resolution. As we all know, it absolutely takes money to make money, and investing in yourself creates an unlimited value and energy of prosperity over your life. Knowledge is power when applied. I would like to give a special warm thank you to our sponsors. We're brought to you today by Toyota, DAGB Music, P. Anthony's Pits, and that is the Spender's Resolution. I'm your host, at the Ms. Hampton. You can catch me each and every Monday. I do appreciate all feedback, and I welcome all questions. You can connect with me on themisshampton.com. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter, at the Ms. Hampton, and I love you guys. I'll see you next time.
And thank you, Spenders Resolution, Miss Sakia Hampton, the Miss Hampton. Make sure you follow her on Twitter, the Miss Hampton, Twitter, Instagram. And also, make sure you follow me at Miss Nikki Rich, MSNIKKIRICH, as well as Nikki Rich Show LA. Great show, ladies. Great show. It's been a pleasure. I tell you, a great night. Shout out to all the hosts that tuned in. I see we have Mr. Veta McDowell tuned in. Thank you for supporting the radio host. Thank you. In the chat room, we had Manhood Listen. I tell you, you know, it's pretty amazing just to have everybody chatting away, Black Manhood Listens, that it is, in the chat room. So it's pretty good. So thank you to all the supporters. And we're going to continue to grow and expand. And thank you to the one and only Miss Sawyer Brock. She is one of our hosts. She's also one of our sponsors for Sensual Elegant Body, as well as I would like to take the time to thank Body by Gwen. Body by Gwen is a celebrity fitness guru here in Hollywood, and she trains many, currently training Miss Sheree Fletcher. So thank you so much as well. But we want everybody to make sure you follow these ladies, connect. Get your waist trainers, get your fitness training on, everything, you know. So make sure you follow Miss Sawyer Brock at Miss Bean 3, and you're going to be hearing from her on Tuesday at 8:45. So we're excited about that, as well as 5:45 Pacific Standard Time. And make sure you get that waist training in, and make sure you get that personal training in with Miss Gwen. And that's Gwen Bolden Smith, MissBodyByGwen.com. Y'all can check that out. Thank you to all the sponsors. Thank you to all the supporters. Much love to you guys. Much love. And we're going to continue to spread the word for these amazing businesses. They're global, from Atlanta to LA and LA to Atlanta, Chicago. We got New Jersey. We got North Carolina. I mean, it's global. It's everywhere, not just the United States. We got Australia, Jamaica, Nigeria. We're doing some major, major things with Nigeria as well. We got some upcoming projects. So we want everybody to stay tuned, keep it locked. We got a major event on August the 16th. We're going to be discussing, as well as the 23rd we got coming up. And this Monday we will be filming live at the Grove, so I'm excited about that. So it's going to be different. So much love to everybody, and we look forward to more. So shout out to all the hosts tonight. Keep branding, keep building, keep succeeding, as we leave by saying we wish you all the best, much love, and success. And you know I got to leave by saying God bless. God bless you all. Have a good night.
Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show. The Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show.